Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Kaká, the former Brazilian and AC Milan footballer, was known around the world for his breathtaking soccer skills up until he retired in 2017. And since he left the football field, Kaká has taken up long-distance running. At last weekend's Berlin Marathon, he was on the starting lineup, but he was no match for Corkman John Casey, enrolled in the age category 55 and over, who beat the Brazilian legend by 8 minutes. John Casey, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm great. Listen, I love that photograph. It's the best thing I've seen in a very long time. Did you know you were running past him?
I knew at about mile 21 I was running with the 330 pacer group. Mm-hmm. And we passed him at mile 21, and I call it the COVID handshake, right? He just gave a fist bump to me. We exchanged a fist bump as we were passing, right? And a smile. And then at that juncture, the crowd knew, you know, that the world record was after being beaten around at the mile 21. There was a big buzz in the crowd at that point in time. And the crowd were calling out his name, and I thought no more of it and just ran on then, mm-hmm. right? And I didn't realise that photograph was taken at the end, and that, look, it absolutely has gone viral. Like, in the last 48 hours, it's been absolutely mad, Claire, for myself,
I'd say it has. Yeah. Wasn't it nice of him to do the fist pump? I mean, when someone overtakes you, it's not the best feeling in the world, but he was being very nice
No. There's a kind of a runner's kind of, I think runners are a really inclusive bunch in general, and athletes in general running, and I think it was just an acknowledgement, right? And, you know, he seemed like a really nice guy. There was no airs and graces about him. I mean, he is a world superstar, right? You know, and he was really had a great interaction with the crowd, to be fair to him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a world superstar, but you did your first marathon in 3 hours 30 and 29 seconds.
Yeah.
That's good
absolutely.
Going.
It's good going, and I'd just like to give a shout out there, like, to my club, Talk Racy, who I'm deeply grateful for all the coaching from my coaches, Tony Keller and Aidan Hartnett, and they're absolutely fantastic, and without them, like, and without all my teammates in the club, like, I couldn't have possibly realised, like, a decent time like that, you know.
Now, the world's media are saying you're 55. They've given you a few years grace there, have they?
Yeah,
John,
thankfully they have. No, 50, you see how they picked it up is that when you're in road running or in road racing, like, you race in a category, and it's I'm in the 55 to 60 category, and I'll be 59 next month.
Mm-hmm. When did you take up the running?
I took up the running about 10 years ago, just as a park runner, and then I did a few kind of local business house races, like, people probably know me from the local business house races, and I joined Toker AC there. Martin Casey, a friend of mine from school, encouraged me to join the club, and once I joined the club, I've kind of taken off from there, really, under the guy's tutelage, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's quite something now to go from the park run to doing the marathon in that time.
It is. No, definitely. Like, I mean, I couldn't do it, like, and I'll say, I'm repeating now, like, but I couldn't do it, like, without all the support of the fantastic guys in Toker senior athletes. They're absolutely amazing. Like, we train, you know, on Tuesdays we do a track session, and on Thursdays we do a tempo session, and then we meet for a long run on Sunday morning and have the coffee and the cake afterwards.
Lovely.
Which is hugely important. And it's both kind of a social, and it's absolutely brilliant, like, from both, like, you know, clear the head, and, you know, it's very good for you.
It's
from
great.
A health
it's great.
Point of view
it's
as well.
Great.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant exercise to do. I just wonder, will you tackle another marathon now that you've beaten
absolutely
Kaká?
Yeah. No, that has always been on the plan, to tackle another one. Like, I firmly have the look, it was a kind of a bucket list thing for me to do. Like, I have a son, Jack, as well, living in Berlin, like, so, you know, kind of killed two birds with the one stone there. So my family were there as well, supporting me, which was great. My wife Rona, like, who has to put up with me training 6 days a week, is mad, right? But I'll definitely do another one. Like, I firmly have the listen, I suppose I found my tribe in Toker AC, you know, and I firmly have the running bug, like, you know, so I'll stick with it.
And what does Rona think of all the press coverage?
She is just taking the absolute proverbial out of me, like, and I won't say that in there. And, you know, she's not going to give it up, I don't think.
You look, what kind of shape were you in now when that picture was taken? I mean, you both look as though
in pain.
Really?
In pain. I think the photograph has touched people on a number of levels, right? So, first of all, I think like the first thing people called out like is that, you know, it's a great memory to have, right? You know, if you're doing a bucket list, like to be kind of photographed at that level, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is there's the kind of shared pain at the marathon, definitely on both our faces, right? And I think the other thing then is there's a good bit of banter about, like, you know, there's a bit of rebel, you know, like I'm from Cork and there's a bit of rebel grit and Irish grit in you know, sporting grit in the kind of performance, right? And, you know, the first marathon connection as well, like to be, you know, kind of photographed on the line by a German photographer, like, you know, out of 45,000 people that entered the race is mad, right? You know, that is just
listen,
weird.
Whatever teasing you're getting, can you imagine what Kaka is getting?
Yeah, absolutely.
Although he was very proud. I saw his social media picture where he's biting on the medal and he's delighted with his 3 hours, 38 minutes, John.
Yeah, and so he should be. You know what I mean? Listen, they're good times, like, to be fair, right? So he put in the work, right, you know, and like he deserves everything he gets from it, you know what I mean? But as I said earlier on, like, you know, I don't have 20 million Instagram followers. Like, I don't photograph my food before I eat it, you know, kind of way. So, I'll leave him to it, like, but I don't think we'll be having a rematch there anyway, put it that way.
Well, you never know.
Stranger things have happened.
You mentioned that you were aware that the world marathon record had been broken on the day. Was there a big cheer, or how did you realise that it happened?
How they do it is the crowd wrote it on cardboard and held it up, you know, in the race, right? So Eliud Kipchoge, like, you know, is the, you know, probably the greatest of all time marathon runner, like, you know, did it in 2 hours, 1 minute and something, and knocked 30 seconds off his world record, I believe. And I probably haven't got all that correct now there, right? But that's an extraordinary achievement, right? You know what I mean? It's an absolute privilege
and
to be able to say you ran in the same race, you know?
Absolutely. And how did it impact you as you were running to hear that news?
You get a boost because the crowd are shouting to you, you're running in a world record, and they, you know, the crowd in Berlin, like, it's a huge, huge event, and they're kind of shouting out to you, go on, you can do it, you know, and that lifts everyone, including Kaka, no matter who you are, like, that's going to give you a lift.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, everything helps, doesn't it? Everything and
it
anything
does.
Helps when
it
you're
does.
At that mile 21 stage. Did you ever,
exactly.
Were you ever at a point where you thought, I can't do this, can't keep going?
No. I think I've had it drilled into me. Like, I've had moments in the kind of running over the past 3 years where, you know, especially Tony Kelleher says to me, like, John, you're running uncontrolled, but he's drilled it into me to run controlled and run at a steady pace, right? And I've reaped the benefits from that. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to be bigging it up too much. I'm a club runner in my senior years and hope to stay with it, you know?
Well, it's a brilliant time, you know? It's a brilliant time. 3:30:29, 8 minutes faster than Kaka, which is something that nobody will ever be able to take away from John Casey.
Exactly.
John, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Look after yourself. That's John Casey there, and that great picture. Have a look at it on social media. We might send it out ourselves, actually. It's just a lovely one for John to have. There's a bit of pain on the face, but not too much because he's ahead of Kaka in the shot as it was taken. Evelyn's going to be with us next. She has been visiting solid fuel merchants because, you know, there's a boom in solid fuel because everyone's worried about paying the heating bills. She's been finding out what's going on and what's available. That's coming up next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.